May 9th, brought to you by Oaklawn Sports, Bud Light, and Gravely Mowers. Get your tickets at BuzzTheQ.com.
You're in the zone. Arkansas's longest running midday sports talk show. Coming to you live from the Oaklawn Hot Spring Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. 10% luck, 20% skill, 15% concentrated power of will, 5% pleasure, 50% pain, 100% reason to remember the name. Now, here's your host, Justin Acri, on the Buzz Radio Network.
Feel so unlike everybody else, alone in spite of the fact that some people still think that they know, but no, he knows the code. It's not about the salary, it's all about reality and making some noise, making a story, making sure his click stays up. That means when he puts it down, talks, picking it up. Let's go.
Who the hell is he anyway? He never really talks much, never concerned with status, but still even a starstruck. Humble through opportunities given despite the fact that many misjudge him because he makes a living from writing raps. Put it together yourself. Got a picture connects, never asking for someone's help, but to get some respect. Please only focus on what he wrote. His will is beyond reach, and now it all unfolds. Skill of an artist. This is 20% skill, 80% fear. Be 100% clear, cause Ryder was ill. Who would have thought he'd be the one that set the West in flames? And I heard him wreck it with the crystal method, name of the game. Came back, dropped mega death.
Welcome into the zone. I believe it is the West Acri Free Zone. He'll be back on Monday until he takes his next vacation.
I was
going to
say, the last ever?
Yeah, it'll probably be...
he'll be back for a week, then he'll leave for another week.
Until the summer.
Yeah, which is in like
He's got that Carson schedule. He takes the summer off, doesn't he?
So I've made my return to the zone. I hosted on Tuesday. I'm hosting today. I'll probably host at some point in the summer whenever he takes another vacation. But I'm back. You heard Philip Martin. You heard Nathan Monin. They join me. Todd Pierce joins me as well. We got a lot to get into today. NBA playoffs. Arkansas softball lost to Alabama 7-1. Arkansas baseball gets started against Oklahoma today. Three-game series. The final at Baum Walker Stadium this year. Probably the final time they'll play at Baum Walker this year because they're
not hosting.
Hosting a regional.
Not hosting. Still getting there. Still have as good.
I guess it's possible. Maybe if they run the table, they could host. I don't know. But we got all that going on. Last night in the NBA, OKC beat the Lakers. Nathan Monin's Detroit Pistons handled
good.
The Cavs. It was a very shaky first round series for you guys.
Well, like, I think Orlando got them right and kind of punched them in the face and made them realize, hey, if we're going to advance and play good, we're going to have to step it up a little bit. And far they have.
Yeah, Orlando looked like the team we thought they were all year in that series. You know,
Wendell Carter pushed Duren around a little bit, and he looked not great that first series. He's starting to get better, I think, the past two or three games.
Well, I think the last game he played, even though he only scored 11 points, I think he's really good.
Orlando, before the season, many people predicted he would be, or they would be a top three seed in the East. They were going to make a huge jump. Yeah. Didn't happen.
They have injury problems or just not get it going during the regular season?
Paolo was terrible all year.
Paolo was awful.
Yeah.
Wagner was injured, which he always is.
Yep. If he doesn't get hurt, I don't know that we advance.
That is true.
That's right.
I think we probably don't because he did the best job on Cade defensively. You take him out of the equation, not just on the offensive end, but on the defensive end, they don't really have an answer for Cade, and he kind of stepped up the last few games. But that was a big thing, him going out last at least two, if not three, games of that series.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had a year from hell, I guess you would say. More talented team than an eighth seed.
Definitely. Fair. Definitely.
So they took the Pistons to 7, but the Pistons have
so far
beat
Orlando.
The Cavs.
Yeah, Orlando's looked like a harder opponent than the Cavs.
Which the Cavs are a team that have perennially also been a letdown.
Yeah,
they have all the talent in the world. They have Donovan Mitchell. They have Jared Allen, Evan Mobley. Last year they had Darius Garland. This year they got James Harden. Harden's awful.
Harden was making school turnovers. Just dribbling it off his knee and stuff.
Yeah, I saw a Harden stat. He's committed 47 turnovers in 9 postseason games this year.
Yeah, I don't get it.
It's the most turnovers he's coughed up in any 9-game span this season.
He's more suited for the regular season.
He's a great regular season player.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, they go about 70%, 75%, and they ramp it up in the playoffs, and that defense and the effort and going for loose balls. How much do you think the scoring drops off from regular season game totals to playoff game totals? It's got to be at least 10 points.
Hmm. It's probably, gotten so you can't even tell who's good until the playoffs start.
It's probably about 10 points.
It's got to be. I mean, throughout basketball, whether it's college or everybody ramps up in the postseason. But there's a widening gap between effort, to me, versus regular season and playoffs, I think you're seeing it in real time.
With the good playoff teams there are a lot of teams that are playing like, 95% during the regular season, and they get to the playoffs.
OKC, they
don't have that extra gear. Yeah,
there's a lot of teams that try in the regular season, and then you have teams like the Jazz and
when half the team in the league make the playoffs, and then there's like a pretty fine cutoff between like, are we going to make the playoffs and should we continue trying the rest of the season, or should we kind of pack it in and just kind of coast to the end of the season,
right?
And you're either in this bucket or you're in that bucket, and they're trying to fix that.
I think that the proposals on the tanking are kind of terrible.
I didn't like them.
They're awful. I think that they actually make the problem
worse.
I think it makes it worse.
I think it accentuates
it. But yeah. if you include more teams in the lottery, how does it make tanking better?
More. Yeah, that's right.
I don't understand. I understand that you increase the odds after three, but the worst teams should be getting the best player. That's just how it is.
Premier League overseas has a
relegation.
That's
it.
That's the best formula. It's like, hey,
they're never really going to go far. The owners would never go far, but that's the only way.
Money and
Spurs are out of relegation zone, by the way.
I saw that. They were right on the line.
That's the only Premier League talk you will get on the zone. But
that's right.
Tottenham is out of relegation, so that's nice. But I'm a Tottenham fan. But I don't understand the including more teams in the lottery and thinking that it makes the tanking better. And I also think that tanking is not as big of an issue as what people think it is.
Why don't they just do it like the NFL?
Just give the player to the worst.
You're right. Give the worst team the first pick and then second to second.
Because most of the people that are complaining about the tanking, they're saying, oh, the Jazz, I can't watch the Jazz. You weren't watching the Jazz anyway.
That's true, but right. I mean,
you weren't watching the Nets anyway.
But
these teams suck.
It's. I don't know. When you've got the last third of the season, you've got 10 teams that aren't trying to be competitive. I mean, it's sort of like,
well, it's too different.
It's hard to watch that.
There was a great South Park episode called The Losing Edge where they were playing baseball. And they were trying to lose against each other. And that's basically what five to ten teams in the NBA are doing in March.
Well,
they're trying to lose.
Sports. NFL, you can't go 50%. You're going to get hurt. You have to go 100%.
This is
not something that you can kind of back off. And you can not play a starting quarterback.
Yeah, they'll sit guys.
But
yeah.
You can't go out there and go through the motions. You got to be going full speed.
And the NFL is so much more scheme and,
it's less games.
Less games.
Right. I mean, they
tank in baseball as well.
Yep.
Yeah. So.
Pretty easy to take it off in baseball.
But that's what we got going on today. We'll be joined by Stephen Davis today. The Arkansas Travelers are really hot. They won five games in a row.
They look like
11 of 12. They're over at Dickie Stevens Park today. They'll have a doubleheader today, make up for a rain delay. And Stephen Davis will join us here in about 30 minutes, and he'll be promoting the Travs. Tom Murphy will come on. We'll talk about Arkansas baseball, Arkansas football, Arkansas softball. Arkansas softball,
and
of course.
Ask for better weather right now to get out to a baseball game.
Arkansas, is it supposed to rain in Northwest Arkansas? Why did the game get moved?
That's what they're talking about, yes.
Game got moved up to 4 today. That'll be on the Buzz because the Arkansas Travelers will be on Buzz 2 at about 5:05. So, you having some issues over there, Philip?
Yeah, 4:50 on the pregame show.
It's gone!
Might just be my right ear, though.
I don't know if that's a headphone or your actual ear.
Yeah, it could just be me.
Arkansas Travs on 106.7 Buzz 2 tonight.
Only one game out of first place, and guess who's the division leader? Tulsa.
Tulsa Drillers, who they play.
There you go.
We got BuzzBQ tomorrow. If you want to go to that, you can go to our website, or I think there's a BuzzBQ website you can also go to.
What time does that start?
Starts at 11 o'clock.
Okay.
The gates are open for contestants and such, so people are filing in there as we speak. I'm sure it's a ghost town downstairs as most of our team is over there setting up and getting ready for that. But that's what we got today. And if you want to call us or text us, you can text us on our Middleton Heat and Air text line at 661-1037. That is also our phone number. So if you want to talk about anything, hit us up on that. The big talking point, of course, with the other NBA game is fouls, flopping,
baiting them. Whatever you want to call it.
Whatever. Dark arts.
They've ramped it up to the next level, and it's hard. I mean, there's gamesmanship to draw fouls, but then you kind of lose the main subject if that's all you're trying to do all the time.
Which I don't think that's all they're trying to do all the time.
I don't either.
Although it is, if you do not watch the game and you are on social media and you watch the low lights or you watch
as with anything,
Brick Center or Hater Report or whatever, and they just share the clips.
If you see 10
all
clips,
the bad plays.
This is why they're all flopping. It's like, well, if you're watching 10 clips of people accusing people of flopping, that's what your perception's going to be instead of watching the full game.
And maybe even half of them aren't even a flop. But that's the main takeaway from this series. And it sucks because for the most part, through about three quarters, both games have been fairly competitive.
Pretty good games.
There's a sense that OKC's playing with their food, though. I mean, they're running out 11 guys.
So.
You know, they're just.
It's going to be them and the Knicks.
Yeah,
you think so?
I do.
Do you think the Knicks stand any chance against OKC?
Not particularly. A little bit. They might gentlemen sweep, but not. I don't think.
So you don't believe your Pistons will beat the Knicks?
No.
The offensive firepower thing.
I think it's a weird matchup. I think they'll give them a run. I think we'll push them to six or something. But I think they've got a little bit more pieces, a little bit better roster. Brunson's real tough. Love him or hate him, he's effective. And I like the pieces that they put around him because I think it makes the roster complete. But it'll come down to a lot of our depth pieces. Does Duncan Robinson go 1 for 6 or does he have 15 points?
He had a good game last night.
He had a really good game last night. Does Durin really bolster it down and be a good rim protector? Does Beef Stew come in and put in good minutes behind him? Does
Tobias Harris renaissance?
Yeah. Well, he's a veteran. He's been doing this for a long time.
7 straight games of 20, I believe.
Looking really good.
I think the Pistons are a piece away, and that New York's window is pretty short.
Right.
I mean, I think this is a year for them. I really do. I mean, sort of like, I don't think either one of them is going to do anything against the West. Whoever comes out of
the West. Probably not. I think it's OKC. I bet OKC has minus odds to win it all right now.
They do.
Yeah.
I think it's like minus 250 or something. I think the Spurs are obviously the biggest challenge to OKC, or the Thunder.
Well, they got a big one tonight. 1-1.
It's in
Minnesota tonight. Everybody's kind of written them off, especially with Ant being kind of on or off and not 100%. But
I think the Spurs will win this series. They're kind of just the better team. But last season in the Western Conference Finals, OKC, I think it was either Game 2 or Game 3, got destroyed by Minnesota. It was like a 40-point loss.
Interesting.
And then they ended up winning the series 5 or 4.
Right, right.
So it wouldn't be unprecedented to get just complete doors blown off and then win the series. But back to my point, OKC's biggest challenge is the Spurs. And if they get past them, I don't think they'll have a challenge against the
East. You'd rather play Minnesota than Spurs, definitely.
And then I think the Spurs could actually be challenged by either the Knicks or the Pistons.
Well, the only thing I would think about this is just OKC arrived a year early. The teams like this tend to arrive early, you know, and I think that Wembanyama is getting better.
He's really good.
Definitely. Every game, he's done things I haven't seen since Chamberlain.
Yeah.
It's sort of like
you're watching something you haven't seen before.
Yeah,
and it almost is weird to watch. You're like, he's he handles the ball like a guard. And it's just real strange watching
pulls
him.
Pulls up from 3 feet behind the arc.
It's really strange.
Yeah. Oh, like I said, it really is. People don't give Chamberlain the credit, but he was one of the most athletic.
Right.
He had a 44-inch vertical jump.
That's ridiculous.
And he was probably 7'2". You know, probably a legitimate 7'2". I mean, and he could do everything except shoot. I mean,
they didn't shoot back.
Everything
right,
except
right.
shoot.
Nobody did, really.
Yeah.
But that's the show today. We'll go ahead and take a break, and when we come back, we'll get into some Arkansas baseball preview.
We want our music.
Yes. I have to do a top 10. It's actually a top 10 Friday, because when I hosted the show on Tuesday, we ran out of show. I didn't get to get the top 10. It was in honor of Justin Akery. We just ran out of time. Couldn't get to the segment. So we'll do top 10 Friday today. It's a top 10 music biopics. I have like a top 25 list, but
I've got my favorite handful.
And I test everyone on the show today to come up with their own top five. So we'll give our own top fives. And this is because the Michael Jackson biopic is topical at the moment.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
I figured your take would probably align with what.
Yeah, I mean, it's all right. I mean, there are things I don't like about her a lot, you know. But, you know.
It's what it is.
It is, exactly.
Stay tuned.
Lord, as I sit here in my dark room, tears rolling down from my eyes.
Ortho Arkansas presents Razorback infielder Cam Kozul each week when he joins Morning Mayhem this baseball season. Ortho Arkansas, orthopedic care for everyday pain and injuries.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas softball's SEC tournament run came to an end yesterday as they lost to Alabama 7-1. The Razorbacks lost the season series to the Tide as well, getting beaten 2-3. Arkansas baseball will return to the Diamond today for their final regular season series at Baumwalker Stadium. They'll be hosting 24th ranked Oklahoma. First pitch today is set for 4. Saturday's game will be at 2 and Sunday's game will be at 1. All three games can be heard on the Buzz and seen on SEC Network Plus. And the Arkansas Travelers won again last night, beating the Tulsa Drillers 9-4. It's their 6th straight win and their 11th win in their last 12 games. They'll play 2 today. Game 1 is set to start at 5:05 at Dickey Stevens Park tonight. Radio coverage can be heard on 106.7 Buzz 2. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
The 6th Annual Pulaski County Fair, presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs, is returning to the banks of the Arkansas River in North Little Rock, May 15th through May 24th. Rides, games, novelties, art vendors, plenty of food, and cold beer. Fun for the whole family right on the Arkansas River. $5 at the gate. Kids 10 and under get in free. For information, visit PulaskiCountyFair.net, and we'll see you at the fair. Hurry and get your discounted ride wristbands now for just $22 through May 15th at the North Little Rock Tourism Office.
You can't always see what's in the air, but dust, allergens, contaminants, even mold could be affecting your health. Learn about air quality testing at rainbowrestores.com. When the unthinkable happens, damage from smoke, water, fire, mold, or just poor air quality, let Rainbow Restoration fix your home or business. With their 24/7 rapid response, you'll get your life back on track fast. RainbowRestores.com. Rainbow Restoration. They restore, you recover. Services performed by an independently owned and operated franchise.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and there's nothing like diamonds from Robert Irwin Jewelers to tell mom how special she is. Robert Irwin Jewelers has great gift ideas for any budget. Get to Robert Irwin Jewelers' 5 locations or online at rijewelers.com. And happy Mother's Day.
Hey guys, it's Dee Dee from Ava Bella Day Spa. Guess what's right around the corner? Yep, Mother's Day. And we have the special packages for you. The Mama Time for $100. All the way up to the Mom and Me, where two of you get to come into the spa. Go to AvaBellaDaySpa.com, click on Instant Gift Certificates. You can print it off or send it right to the recipient. Or come on in our shop, 301 North Shackelford Road, Suite C3. That's Ava Bella Day Spa.
Razorback Hamper Sales in Hot Springs is having a huge inventory liquidation sale. All in-stock travel trailers and fifth wheels are being offered at drastically reduced prices. These are the best deals of the year. One of the many great deals is a 26-foot Salem with bunk beds, power awning, plywood floor, and much more for only $21,997 or $235 a month. Now is the time to buy. All these great deals can be seen at RazorbackCamperSales.com.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and businesses trust CertaPro Painters. From detailed residential work to professionally managed commercial projects, CertaPro delivers craftsmanship to protect your investment. Visit CertaPro.com, that's Certa with a C, and reserve your spring project today. It's Justin Akery for FanDuel. FanDuel and Oaklawn Sports have teamed up to give you big payouts. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet wins. That's right, turn $5 into $150 in bonus bets just for getting started. FanDuel making it easier to get closer to the action, from player props on your favorite stars to all of the tools you need to back them up. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. All you have to do is go to FanDuel.com/Arkansas. That's FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel is an official partner of the NBA, so regardless of whether you're rooting for the Thunder or the Spurs or anyone else in the league, FanDuel's got you covered. You must be 21 and up and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
La, la, yeah. La, la, wait till I get my money right.
Oh. I had a dream I could buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent that on a necklace.
Oh.
I told God I'll be back in a second. Man, it's so hard not to act reckless.
To
whom much is given, much is tested. Get arrested, guess until he gets the message.
Oh.
I feel the pressure under more scrutiny. And what I do, act more stupidly.
Oh.
Bought more jewelry, more Louis V. My mama couldn't get through to me.
Welcome back in the zone. I'm joined by Nathan Monin and Philip Martin and Todd Pierce. We'll be joined by Stephen Davis shortly from the Travs. I am not on the zone anymore. If you have been living under a rock and you don't really listen to the show all that much, I'm on Morning Mayhem now. I think the new zone producer, he's been training all week. I'm not allowed to reveal his identity, but I think he's supposed to be starting next week, I think.
There you go. Caught by fire.
So it won't be too much longer, and there'll be a new zone producer in there running the ones and twos. But I'm on Morning Mayhem. I will say, I do miss Fridays with Philip Martin.
Definitely.
I think...
Not with Chuck.
I don't say
Philip.
Yeah. Also Pigskin. Which Pigskin comes on? Pigskin comes
on
Morning Mayhem occasionally as well. But I think the morning guys are intimidated by Philip Martin.
They should be.
Yeah. His,
oh come on.
His
they should be.
His intellect is just off the charts.
I used to do the morning show back with Tommy. You know, back.
Why did that stop? You think?
Oh, I don't know, some scandal or something.
Some scandal?
I think it was cocaine, yeah. Uh-oh. I think that we were doing it in the, you know, off the board, and someone said, don't do cocaine off the board.
It got stuck
Tommy
in the
Tommy and I just...
Stuck in the grooves,
you know,
of the board?
I don't know.
I don't say this because Philip Martin is here. I think he is the best guest that the Buzz has on each week.
There you go. Heard it here first.
He's great. He is a wealth of knowledge. So, there's that.
And now, we'll get the text about me sounding like Kermit.
Right.
We'll get that. That's coming.
Hey, everyone deserves some praise from time to
Thank
time.
Thank you very much.
On Tuesday, we opened the show with Kevin Kelly, and I said, I don't know if anybody wants, you know, a show with me and Kevin Kelly.
That'd be a cool show.
But you're getting it.
Or if they would rather listen to Justin Akery, and we got... probably 15 texts back. I would way rather listen to you than Kevin Kelly. So I was like, I got exactly what I wanted out of this. Yes!
You dangled it out there, and they took the bait.
But we talked about NBA in the first segment for about 20 minutes, so I assume everyone that is listening hated it, because this is not an NBA market, and people hate people do not like the NBA.
True.
But it is what
that's
it is. That's what's going on right now.
What would you say the majority of Arkansas fans that are NBA people, who do you think they're fans of? With baseball, it's easy. They're,
they're
Cardinal fans. With football,
with the
it's
NBA,
easy. They're Cowboy fans.
It's probably...
Is it Memphis?
No. It's probably like
New Orleans
Lakers.
Or Dallas. And
it's probably a national thing,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, national
Lakers.
Thing.
Maybe the Mavs.
Celtics.
Yeah, probably as many Celtics fans here as there are Memphis fans.
They're holding on to the Bird days still.
Yeah, well, and people from here, they watch them growing up, and their parents watch them growing up, and, well, my dad liked them, so I like that's how it usually goes if there's nobody here.
That's why I'm a walk.
My dad liked them, so I like that's how it usually goes if there's nobody here.
That's why I'm a walk
down there, take our dogs down there.
There you go. Just... Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and then in a few weeks coming up, it's in June, we'll have our Barkansas Dizzy's weekend to honor our ballpark dog, Dizzy, and I believe dogs are welcome at all six of those games that week. So
there you go. Lots of dogs.
And get the alternative uniforms.
Lots of dogs.
Yes. Yes. Well, we're doing that this weekend as well. It's Mad Mallard's
weekend. My wife, I shouldn't say this, my wife sleeps in a Barkansas Dizzy t-shirt.
Why shouldn't you say that?
Yeah. It means it's comfortable.
I mean, so we're talking about fandom, you know.
So with all the new technology that we're getting in the studio, we just got a new board. They're wiring all kinds of stuff. We're getting a new operating system on Monday. We just lost internet for about 5 minutes or so, so our stream had dropped. If you were on the stream and you're like, where's the stream?
It's back
and
up.
Then you turn back to the radio. We're back on stream.
Back
so
okay.
We're on stream now, so everything is good. Travs this year, it started out pretty slow, right?
Yeah, it was playing well but not winning games, which is frustrating.
Mm.
And, you know, usually unfortunately, it was some late leads that disappeared in the bullpen, and it you know, everybody points, well, the bullpen, the bullpen, that. Well, you know, you can pick out anything from the course of a game that could have gone differently, and you just feel like that because you had the lead late. But everybody's been playing well lately, especially the offense in this stretch now where they've won 11 out of 12. And the last two ball games, Tuesday night, and then yesterday after the rainout Wednesday, both times a 9-0 lead for the Travs.
Good
so
grief.
You're getting obviously some good starting pitching, which the Travs, as of 2 days ago, were leading all of AA and ERA for starters.
That'll work.
While ranking fifth in innings. So it's not like they're throwing them three innings and pulling them. And then the offense has just gone crazy lately. Great week last week in Wichita, and then you come back home and, you know, it's Dickie Stevens Park. It's tougher to put up runs, and they went out and put up 11 on Tuesday, 9 last night. Guys are hitting home runs. Caleb Callie last night, first inning, homered to left. And
former Razorback.
Yes.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You guys have been to games there. You know how big that park is.
Yeah.
His home run went off the scoreboard.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Yes. After the game, he didn't even know where it had hit. I saw him after the game. He goes, hey, where'd that ball land? I said, it hit the scoreboard. He goes, what? I go, the scoreboard, the ad panels on the left of the scoreboard, the second one up. It was about as impressive a home run to left as I've ever seen in that park. He's swinging it great right now. You know, let's talk about the former Razorback. 10-game hitting streak, just doing everything right. Texas League Player of the Week last week. Can't say enough good things about him. Continuing to play a good third base. He's having fun out there.
Play your best.
Yeah, home run was his only hit last night. But, oh, by the way, he drew three walks.
Wow.
Which isn't usually his game.
Barry Bonds.
So that's a great sign to see.
Like him because he gets on base.
Yeah, just get on. Any way you can get on, get around, touch home plate. So Caleb's playing great right now and leading the team in homers with 8 now.
Mad Mallards.
Yes, sir.
So that's an alternate jersey, I would assume.
Yes, alternate jerseys.
Paint the picture for what the Mad Mallards jersey looks like for us.
Okay, so the base one that we've had for all 4 years we've done this identity now is a Kelly green, a dark green with Mad Mallards across the chest. We wore those last night. It's a classic look. I like it. The hat's green with the orange bill. We're going to wear that hat every day. But we're breaking out a new jersey tonight that I think we've only posted on social media and pictures, but it's going to be available in an auction, and they are orange. Is the alternate jersey this year with just a logo on the
this
left
side. This one's orange?
Yes, the new one's orange.
Okay.
Logo on the left side of the chest with an A with a duck in the A. It's a pretty cool look. We'll see how it is out on the field. It's got some orange stripes around the edge of the sleeves, but I don't think the Travs have ever worn an orange jersey in their history.
First time for everything.
It'll be a first time in 125 years.
Yeah, there you go.
So it's a good look, though. You know, I don't mind. If you're going to wear an alternate identity, change it up a little bit every year. Last year we had the, we called it the literal duck jersey. The jersey looked like the body of a mallard. It had brown feathers on the chest and blue under the wings on the arm.
They're getting their organ on. Yeah.
Yeah. It was a good look. You combine it with the green hat with the orange bill and orange socks. They looked like ducks.
We are in Arkansas.
Yeah. Yeah. So change it up this year. Go to the actual orange jersey with it. We'll see how that goes tonight. But we're in those three of the next four games this weekend.
What is the other alternate? Forgive me.
For
you said one of two alternates.
Yeah.
Jerseys.
But we have several alternate identities.
Right. Oh,
two jerseys
identities.
With the Mallards. Yes, we've got Barkinsaw Dizzies.
Okay.
That's coming up in a few weeks. And
then
the
you have the Diablos, right?
Diamantes as well.
Diamantes.
Is that retired for this year?
No, Diamantes is back. We wore those on Tuesday, actually.
Yeah.
Broke out a brand new Diamantes jersey this year. So light blue, very cool look, and with some trim of black and gold as well. So a little different look this year. And you know, it's always fun to switch it up with the promotions and see what you can do. And, you know, people like the gear. And if they want to sleep in those T-shirts, that's fine.
Right. You can wear them to the ballpark, too.
Anything special going on for Mother's Day?
You know, bring Mom out to the park. There are people that come to the ballpark for Mother's Day. Some moms request it, and sometimes if the kids or dad doesn't know what to do, they end up buying tickets to the game.
Hey, there's worse things.
Mom has to go to the game, but
Mom gets to go to the game.
Yes, there we go.
We'll probably have a cool first pitch ceremony of some kind as well. We're still working on the details of that, but yeah, Mother's Day on Sunday.
All right, we'll go ahead and hit our last break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the Travs, and we'll just talk about baseball or basketball or anything in general. I know Stephen Davis is really into sports in general anyway. You call Kansas games too, didn't you?
I do.
Didn't you call some of Darian Peterson's games?
Yeah.
There you go.
Wow. One of the top picks in the upcoming NBA draft.
Well, I've been out walking. I don't do that much talking these days.
Looking for burgers, barbecue, beer, bourbon, ball games, and brunch? Look no further than Ouachita Bar & Grill, 915 Central Avenue in beautiful downtown Hot Springs. Ouachita Bar & Grill, family and pet friendly, with indoor and outdoor seating available. Bingo Bango Brunch, served on Sundays from 11 till 3, with live music Thursday through Saturday. Take a look on Facebook to see what events they've got going on this week, and join the fun at Ouachita Bar & Grill, Central Avenue, downtown Hot Springs.
Hey folks, this is Mitch Ward, proudly serving the great state of Arkansas with Red River Auto Group for over 20 years. We started as Arkansas's number one Ram, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep dealer, but we've also got Ford and Toyota. And I like to think we've got the largest discounts than anybody in the state. But folks, really, if you bring us any reasonable deal right now, we're going to try to put something together. If that means us giving a little too much for your trade or selling ours for just a little too cheap or fighting for the best rate, we're going to make it happen. Check us out at RedRiverAuto.com.
FanDuel, in partnership with Oakland Racing Casino Resort, is now available in Arkansas. Right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets if your first bet is a winning bet. That's right, turn $5 into $150 in bonus bets just for getting started. FanDuel makes it so easy to get closer to the action. From player props on all your favorite stars to all the tools you need to back them up. It's everything you need all in one app, so don't miss your shot. Head to FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started. FanDuel, an official partner of the NBA and Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Play your game. 21 plus and present in Arkansas. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Alan LeVar. For 25 years, my team and I have helped injury victims across Arkansas. This is our home. We don't work for insurance companies. We work for you. Car crash, truck wreck, motorcycle collision. We know how to win. And if you can't come to us, we'll come to you. Your consultation is always free and confidential. Hurt in a car? Call LeVar. Arkansas strong for 25 years and ready when you need us. LeVar Law. Arkansas built. Arkansas trusted.
This is Pat Bradley, and if you haven't been to Wood Grill Buffet in Benton, well, what are you waiting for? The Wood Grill Buffet was just rated the top buffet in Arkansas and the 15th best in the U.S. by a national organization as featured on KARK. Over 200 items, huge meat bar, salad bar, hot food bar, and the sweetest dessert you've ever seen. Open Thursday through Sunday for lunch and dinner. Exit 118 in Benton. Come one, come all, come hungry.
It's Justin Acri for Burroughs and Mr. Frank's, a long-standing, iconic luxury eyewear shop in the Heights. There are a lot of places to get eyewear, and if you just want to be average, that's an option. But if you want to stand out from the crowd, you go to the best. Burroughs and Mr. Frank's, family-owned and operated opticians that feature high-end designer eyewear that you're not going to find anywhere else. Brands like Cartier and Gucci, State Optical, Salt, and they get all of their lenses from high-tech lens crafter Zeiss. They make lenses for cameras and telescopes and microscopes and, of course, glasses. And you can only find them at Burroughs and Mr. Frank's. They do all the fitting and lab work right in their own store lab. So go by and see the team over there and get a design that fits your look. All Zeiss lenses have special properties as well. They're ground into the lens that protects your eyes from sun and light. They even have lenses for heavy computer use. And if you need protective eyewear for sports, they've got you covered there too. They also have top brands for sunglasses. It's all under one roof. It's Burroughs and Mr. Frank's, 5901 Street. In the Heights.
It's Phil, the can. It's not my ear.
Okay.
Okay, good.
Phil Martin is working out the kinks.
Yeah, well,
we'll get
you know,
it done. We'll get it done around 12:55.
I mean, it's just.
What'd you say?
We'll go ahead and take a call. Harley is on the phone. He has something for me. What's up, Harley?
Yeah. What's going on?
What is up?
Good show, guys.
Thank you.
Just working, trying to get through the day so we can head to Memphis in the morning to see our son.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I just wanted to say, I said it before, after you know, did that, you fill in for Acri here a while back. I'd still like to see you have a show with Pigskin or Coach Kelly, either one would be good on a regular basis. You know, even if it's like an after-hour set up after Rainwater and them, I think it'd be good. Anyway, guys, y'all have a good weekend, great show. We'll talk to you later.
Well, you know what? If they'll pay me to do a show, I will do the show, but I'm not doing a show for free.
You can do a podcast.
Yes. I used to do a podcast. Yeah. It was called Double Tech. I did it with my very good friend, Darrell H.B. Young. We talked about NBA basketball. We did it for free.
That's right. We
did it for free for 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
And then we didn't do it anymore because it was for free and we
for
got
free,
busy.
Yeah.
I've heard you guys do that show off air, just talking in the hallway.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That was the genesis of it. We're very into the NBA. So
they were doing it earlier this morning. I heard it for myself.
I believe it.
Yeah, that's what we do.
Wait, he's a Lakers guy, right?
He is a Lakers guy.
You're not trash talking him at all, are you?
No, not really.
There's no need. What's he saying about the Lakers?
They're overmatched. He knows it.
Oh,
right.
Yeah.
Right. But would he say the same thing if Luka was healthy?
I think he knows it. Deep down in his heart, he knows that they're overmatched.
He's always a Lakers fan, but at his heart, he's a pragmatist and a realist, so he'll call it like
he
sees it.
Deep down. By the way, last night, OKC beats the Lakers 125-107. Nathan Monin's Pistons beat the Cavs 107-97. Both of those teams struggled in the first round, but the Pistons seem to have figured
both
it out.
Both are up 2-0.
And the Lakers played a great game last night.
They did.
I think they maxed out. I think that's as good as they can do.
They played fairly well in the first game.
Yes. I think.
And they've lost both of these by 18 points.
Yeah. I think that's just a microcosm of the whole
matchup.
But the Lakers are playing about their A game,
exactly.
And the Thunder are playing
C
about their C game.
Yeah,
they're not playing well, and they're handling the Lakers. So tonight in the NBA, you got the Knicks and the 76ers. That'll be at 6 o'clock. 76ers put up a good fight in Game 2 after getting blown out in Game 1.
I wish
they had won that.
And then the headliner pretty much is Wolves and Spurs going to Minnesota.
That should be a really good one tonight.
Those games will be on Amazon, 6 o'clock and 8:30, respectively.
What do you think about the games on Prime?
I like them.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, I think the presentation's really good. The audio sync is a little off, but I don't know how you haven't fixed that in the entire season. But the presentation's really good. I like the halftime.
Halftime panel's really good. If you get you gotta get Steve Nash to speak up a little bit. I can't understand a word he's saying because he kind of mumbles. He's low tone.
But I mumble a little bit too. So
but as far as players and experience,
and they talk about the game.
It's I like it a lot.
I do too. I think it's the best halftime.
My complaint's the same one we have for any sport. You got to go to a different app. You've got to remember where the game is.
I don't
is.
Love that if something else is on, I got to go out of the Prime app, and then I got to go to YouTube TV, and I got
I flipped on
I
my
can't flip back and forth.
I flipped on my
easily.
TV app last night. I'm like, "Where's the game on? Oh, it's on Prime tonight. I got to go. It's a 10
it does
seconds.
Suck,
I don't
but that's,
want
that's
to
modern.
If it's not on Hulu, I'm probably not going to get out and go.
It does suck, but that's modern.
Well,
it's
and
modern
the, and the YouTube
you
just
gotta know where the games are
YouTube
on.
YouTube TV, you can do the
YouTube TV.
You can you can link them. You can link them or whatever.
But you can watch two different games at the same time. Prime doesn't have that yet, to my knowledge, but I love that if you can do it, if there's two different ones on at the same time.
Yep.
Most of the time, these TVs, they set it up to where when one finishes, the other starts, so it doesn't matter. But for football, it's a big deal.
I think the Prime halftime or presentation is really good. I think NBC's is pretty good, too. Of course, Inside the NBA, as I don't know if this is controversial. It's ran its course, and it ran its course years ago.
I'm not
a big fan of it. And
it's turning
it
into
a sideshow.
It feels like Michael Jordan playing for the Wizards at this point.
It does.
It's not serious.
Hey, look, it's that guy that we used to really like. Why is he different now?
And I think they should have let it die after last year. They had the perfect opportunity, but of course, money always
it's
gets
always
in the
money.
Way.
But everybody was
always.
when it looked like they were going to sunset it, everybody was like, "Oh God, maybe they can take it. Maybe something can happen. We can go on to ESPN and stuff like that and keep them gang together." Yeah, I don't know.
And they had Draymond on the other night, and he tried to make a joke about Charles.
I saw
did
that,
not go well,
and it didn't go well. Read the room. You're the new guy. You come in, and but that's Draymond.
Well, that's the thing. Draymond is not funny.
No.
He's not a funny guy.
No.
So the joke did not come off as funny,
funny
at all.
It came off as offensive, and you're trying to take a dig, and it's just maybe don't
and
maybe
I,
on
so
your first
for
show
that,
don't come
for
out
for those
with that,
that don't know. Draymond has filled in on Inside the NBA throughout the years. Occasionally, he's done it to marginal returns. I would say he's not fantastic. I'm not crazy about him as a media member in general because when he came out, he was part of the quote-unquote new media where they're going to talk about basketball, and then he quickly turned into the hot take machine. He's like, "This team sucks." Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, why don't we just stick to that?
He's too vindictive to be on the
exactly.
You need to be a little.
Well, what you need, you know, the perfect guy is someone like Legler. You know,
a head coach. You can't be too good and be a head coach.
Yeah,
you know?
Why the guys on Prime are good. Dirk doesn't have an ego.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys are pretty neutral.
Do you want to see Steve Kerr get back into TV, Christian?
Well, ESPN does.
Too political.
I know they do.
Not for me.
You don't think he'd stick to
well, I don't think he would go way.
If he's on ESPN, he would.
I don't think he would.
That's their MO. They can't wait to push some agenda.
I would be fine with Steve Kerr.
I'd be fine with Kerr, I think.
It's better than what we got.
At least he's knowledgeable.
It's better than what we got. Can you agree with that?
Yeah. I'd still rather listen to the guys on Prime.
Well,
yeah, I would too. But do you want to listen to that, or do you want to listen to Stephen A. talk about basketball?
Oh, no, that's not an option. That's not an option to me. I'm not even considering that as a...
Sports media has gotten so awful in the past.
It's bad.
It's so bad.
It's really bad.
And Stephen A. and all these, you know...
Clickbait.
They don't watch the games.
No.
Yeah. They don't watch games.
The bare minimum, they don't do it.
Some of them don't know ball.
No,
you know?
They don't.
They do not.
They're not doing their show prep, which would be watch the game. And, they're not doing that. They'll look at a box score and they're like, he wouldn't. It's like, well, that's
for reference, last night, Bill Simmons, of course, and I don't mind Bill Simmons, actually.
I don't mind Bill.
I actually rather like some of his stuff. But last night, after the game, he was talking about how Jaylen Williams, and he was referring to J-Dub, the one from Santa
J-Dub,
Clara.
Yeah.
Not Jaylen Williams, Jay Will from Arkansas.
And he wasn't playing.
He said, you know, Jaylen Williams was their second best player last year. Now he's been surpassed by Chet.
By Chet.
He's like, last night he only played 14 minutes.
Yeah. Oh, no.
And it was like, he's been hurt for like four games. He hasn't played.
Right.
He hasn't played in this series.
Yeah. Right.
So you're just looking at a box score and you didn't watch the game?
Exactly.
It's
exactly.
Only your job.
You're not watching the game?
So, yeah. That's not good.
I don't understand.
Bad look.
A guy who drives me nuts, and I don't like him at all, is Ryan Russillo, but at least he watches the games, and you can tell when he's talking about the games.
What he's referencing, and I watch it too. And
I don't have to like your opinion, but back it up.
Exactly. You know, it's like, Windhorse is great, you know. I like Windhorse.
Windy's really good.
Yeah, he's really good. I mean,
he has overcome his
LeBron stigma. LeBron,
he had a really bad stigma at first.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's overcome it. He's actually really good. But back to Draymond for a second, because I was going to set
the
up...
The anti-Windhorse. Yeah,
I was going to say what he said. So he was talking about how the goal for every player is to not end up like Charles Barkley on the Rockets or whatever. You know, where you're washed up. Yeah. Because, you know, we all see the pictures, and it's like, where you're Celtic Shaq or, you know, T-Mac on the Spurs, T-Mac on the Hawks. And it's like... You don't want to be that player where we see you in this jersey at the end of your career and you're just a shell of your former self.
I bet Barkley's numbers at the Rockets were better than Draymond.
He was not actually that bad. No. He's not nearly as bad as what we remember.
Some guys know when to pack it up. Some don't. Some just want to hold on to it because that's their lives. That's all they know.
That's all they know. And it's, you know, it's...
These are big checks. If you're going to pay me to still play, I'm going to play even though I'm not at 100% or in my prime. I don't know that I blame them, but... It comes with what your reputation is going to be. I'm pretty sure I would.
I mean, it's like...
If you're going to pay me to do it.
As long as somebody wants me, you know.
What else am I going to do?
Yeah.
Don't work for free, right?
Right.
That's right.
You want to hang on, Stephen, or you want to...
Sure,
I'll
hang out for a little bit.
All right, cool. Into the next hour, we'll have Tom Murphy. We got to do Champs and Chumps, and we'll have a Top 10 list. Top 10 Friday, thanks to 10 Fitness.
All right.
This is Justin Akre. If shoulder or elbow pain is affecting your daily life, the fellowship-trained physicians at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital at UAMS Health are here to help. They offer advanced care for injuries, arthritis, rotator cuff problems, and more, helping you feel better, move better, and get back to everyday life. Call 501-686-TOSH today to schedule your appointment.